on the front there, who just came on and was talking to us about her family and the fact that they had a very harrowing experience as the house was basically ripped off from over their heads. But there was a picture of her and her brother standing in the middle of what was left of the homes that there were three homes, I guess, that her family lived in on the same street, and they all lost their homes, unfortunately. But she just joined us a little bit ago, and the stories are, you know, one after the other. I mean, they're all so heartbreaking. Another thing that stood out to me in the Democrat Gazette today was looking through there, and, you know, you see a young person, and then you see a relative and another relative. I mean, and again, Tommy, you pointed out earlier today, too. I mean, you know, we got 15 people who lost their lives in the storm the other night, and, you know, we're going to go through that painful process of remembering each of them individually and going through the funeral process. I mean, the rebuilding part of it is brutal, but the loss of life is just catastrophic and devastating. So it's
tough. I mean, absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, after speaking to them, you know, I covered the story yesterday, 22-year-old Jeffrey Hunter. I mean, you know, he lost his life here in Bologna, and I was speaking with his sisters, and they're just trying to keep busy and clean up, but, you know, there are those times where they break for a second, and they start to break down. I mean, I couldn't imagine what it would feel like to be in that situation. I really couldn't.
No. Well, certainly appreciate all the work that KTV's done, our good media partner, and, boy, the money you guys got yesterday, the outpouring of support financially was incredible yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, 200,000, 220, I think, was the last count I saw.
How long was the telethon for?
It was an all-day deal.
It started at, like, 5 in the morning, and then we didn't end until 7. But even at 7, like, we kept taking a few phone calls after because people just kept calling and donating. So why not just keep answering, you know?
Keep it going. Sure.
Arkansans stepping up and supporting Arkansans. We've seen it many times over. But, well, Maureen, we appreciate the call. We'll look forward to your reports. And more, I do want to say, too, on a bit of a lighter note, but it's a very real thing. Things you don't think about. You were the first one to raise awareness for us about porta potties. I mean, it's a serious. I mean, but honestly, it's a serious thing.
Serious.
You think about.
I mean,
it.
I didn't think about it because, you know, I had gotten on there and, you know, I had to go to the bathroom myself, and I thought about, oh my gosh, there's the water running. And, you know, after speaking to the superintendent over there at the Mayflower School District, he's like, yeah, you know, people don't think about it, but we got all these porta potties donated for today.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll think about, but...
Now, that's it. Well, we're trying to raise awareness about the other things people need that maybe folks aren't thinking about off the top of their heads, and we'll spread the word on that here as we go through. But appreciate it, Maureen, and we'll visit again.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Take care. All right. Things we do know for sure that people need, and again, some specific items. You can drop these off at Jim's Razorback Pizza and Ma Mel today. We're going to be there until 6 o'clock tonight or until the two 18-wheelers we have are full. I do want to thank our friends at Mountain Valley Water and CalArc Trucking for providing the trucks today that we're going to use to deliver one to Mayflower and one to Bologna. We also have some smaller shipments of goods that are going to be going out to some of the smaller communities we were talking about earlier that have been affected. And, Roger, you were talking about those earlier, Tommy. I guess it's Saltillo and El Paso.
Saltillo. We've been corrected.
Okay. All right. So we actually have the fire chief of El Paso.
He's on line 3 now. So.
Okay,
here you go.
Chris.
Yes.
What's up, Chief? How are you?
Fair to Midland, trying to get it back to normal as we can.
I understand. What exactly are you all doing right now? We actually just talked to a young lady whose house, after the tornado hit, her house caught on fire. I guess it's not something we typically would associate with a tornado, but outside of the fire damage potential there, what kinds of things are you guys working on today?
We pretty much got, you know, we were one of the blessed ones. I mean, even though we did have a loss of life in the area, we weren't hit quite as hard as the other areas. We had, I believe it was 5 homes that were damaged, 2 that were totally destroyed. Pretty much relief efforts have been all summed up in our area. The Kirkland family is still, you know, they're burying their loved one today. Our hearts go out to them. We, you know, we also have small prayer for those guys. During this time, we've pretty much, everything's kind of winding up in our area. It's time now for people to start rebuilding. You know, we've got all the debris cleaned up, got the roadways opened up. The fire companies worked very diligently, got us back online. We had our operations ended right around sometime around midnight Monday night after we got everybody took care of, covered up, everything cut up. If anybody's wanting to donate to the El Paso area, the Cowboy Church on Highway 5, just north of the intersection, is taking donations that will stay in White County until all needs in White County are fulfilled. And after they're filled there, then they'll start sending stuff to Faulkner County.
Okay, very good. Appreciate the heads up. Anything else we need to hit on for folks that you know might need information?
If anybody in White County, I do know we've talked to several people from the Cowboy Church. If people have livestock, large livestock, horses, cattle, what have you, I know the Cowboy Church has a large rodeo arena. They are willing to board horses and livestock until they can get fences mended and what have you. They also have access to feed and hay that if people, you know, can't get to the feed store or wherever, you know, they're providing that for the people. Trying to just, you know, we're all coming together as a community. It makes my heart swell to see how the community has responded. I know Sunday night when this happened, we had people coming from as far as from Antioch and as far almost all the way down to Furlough, bringing food and water to us Sunday night so we could go ahead and start getting that out to the people that needed it.
Well, we appreciate all your good work, and we're trying to spread the word and let people know what folks need, and we've already had listeners stepping up through this morning and on through the day, and looking forward to trying to help in whatever way we can, and appreciate your effort, and thanks for calling in today.
Thank you, guys. Hey, real quick, before we get off here, if anybody wants to donate, and there's not anybody at the Cowboy Church, they can stop at the El Paso Double Bees right there at 5 and 64. That's kind of a makeshift drop point. When stuff gets dropped there, they notify me, and I make sure we get the appropriate people contacted and try to get it over to the church. So that's the second avenue for a drop point. Or if it comes to it, we can drop at the fire station, and we'll hang on to it until we get in contact with the church.
Okay. Very good. I appreciate the time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Jay Bird, you were talking about some of the other towns like Saltillo. They were the Center Hill, Joy Fountain, Floyd area, and people are still asking about money and information at First Security Bank. You can go ask for the Bologna Disaster Recovery Alliance Fund at any First Security Bank. They're not taking debits, not taking credit card, but checks, cash, obviously, money orders, cashier checks. That's at any First Security Bank, Bologna Disaster Recovery Alliance Fund.
Was there any damage north of Searcy? I haven't heard
much. I don't think so.
Okay. I didn't know how far the tornado went before it sort of...
I think it got it somewhere between El Paso and Rosebud and lifted back up, but I may be wrong.
Justin, did you also see the announcement about the game at Dickie Stevens? I think it's pretty cool about Mayflower and Bologna High School playing each other. I think it's May 6th.
That's May 6th, yep.
Yeah, that'd
and,
be a neat deal.
It's a benefit baseball game between Mayflower and Bologna. That is going to be very cool. And we'll have
what's
more
the setup at the Razorback Pizza on Maumelle? Is it Red Cross is there?
Yep.
Donations?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Take money.
RJ and
what else?
Well, RJ and Jeremy are there right now, and I hear Jeremy in the background there.
Jeremy,
what's up, man?
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Talk to us about the setup there.
Put your volume up a little bit more.
Have we ever been in three different places at one time?
Tommy?
I think so.
Tommy, it depends how much we've had a drink over the years. I'm sure we've all felt like we were.
Yeah, guys, we're out here at
Touché, my friend.
At the Morgan Maumelle exit, and we
have... Are you eating anything, Jeremy?
You know what?
You better believe it.
Curtis just made us a delicious breakfast pizza, which
yeah,
he says
right.
is not on the menu. So,
yeah,
they do have,
right.
they do have fantastic lunch items as well, which will be available soon. But we have two 18-wheelers we are needing to fill, and we want to thank our friends at CalArc and Mountain Valley Water for coming out here and donating their efforts and also as well as their people to be able to come out and make this happen. So, come visit us. RJ's here with me as well.
Guys, I've never seen this much water. I mean, this is an 18-wheeler full of water, and they just brought another 18-wheeler full of water. And I want to thank real quick before we get off here, Bert from Gravel Ridge, before I left Verizon Arena earlier, he brought by 7 $25 gift cards to Walmart. And so I want to thank him and his wife for bringing some stuff out. Also,
RJ, how much is that total?
$7.25. Don't get me doing math this early.
Oh, come on. Come on.
You got Texas or UCLA?
He's never seen that much money. He's never seen ice cream ever.
Guys, look, you know what?
He just counted his boogers.
Hello. Oh my gosh. Look
See, you know what? You're just wrong. But I, you know what? I have had a malt before, and I'm just not a big fan of the malts either.
Can't you see RJ over there right now? It's like a horse with his hoof going.
Yes. I mean, yeah, I bet she was just straight takeoff right there.
Hey, Justin. Greg at Snack Vending showed up, and like we said earlier, donated a ton of pallets of Powerade and premium refreshment showed up and has another truck of water that we're going to load up.
Great.
So, guys, we could use anything out here, anything that you guys feel like you could donate, whether that be work items or food or diapers or...
Calculator.
A calculator for my man, RJ. Anything that you guys
I didn't do anything to deserve this.
RJ, I smacked my knee or my shin on the table here at the Sonic in Maple.
I hope you're bleeding right now.
Hashtag karma. Thank you, Genevieve. Ow, yeah. It hurt.
Let me say something while I got all of you here. I've done this stuff many, many times before, but never have I been part of one that's more organized and better run. And I'm proud of all of you. Did a great job today, and we'll continue to do it throughout the day. But I just wanted to get out there.
I think I speak for everybody when I say thanks, Pops.
Thanks, Sleepy T.
Sleepy T.
I've done this a time or two, but this has been the best organized, best run one I've ever been a part of.
Well, I got to see what kind of reaction we get at Jim's Razorback Pizza before I sign off on that. But we got to get all the stuff together. I got this from Carrie, guys. Carrie and Conway, who you know, also occasionally will dress up as Darth Vader and spread some love around communities. He says he is working cleanup at Valonia Saltillo. One thing the people need is quick, easy food and drinks that are high calorie to keep energy. Roger, this is not for you. High calorie to keep energy up while they are working. Peanut butter crackers, tuna fish, snack packs, Powerade, etc. So, thank you, Carrie. That's something good to bring to Jim's Razorback Pizza. You know, a couple of cases of albacore tuna would be pretty mighty good right now. So, and those peanut butter crackers are easy to get.
Peanut butter cracker time.
Well, it's so you can get so many already prepackaged meals.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Is there anybody on the show that won't eat that?
Peanut butter cracker?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there?
Peanut butter cracker.
Will you use your index finger to get it off your cheek and gum?
I might.
Okay, I will. I'm just telling you. That's how you got to do it.
Hey, by the way, some people brought by some dog food earlier today at Verizon, and that's always a big thing because you got, like they talked about the horses earlier, you know, there's dogs and cats out there that are homeless and need food and stuff, so that's not always a bad thing to bring out as well.
And thanks to the guys at the electronic recycling this morning for allowing us to make that a drop-off point. Yeah. They're going to allow that to be there until 3 o'clock today, and that's something that just... change this morning. They're going to let us stay out there and keep collecting. So thank you to them.
Well, thank Asher Asher Wrecker Service for bringing all that stuff back from Verizon as well.
Hey, Justin, real quick.
Sure?
Hey, I think it's pretty cool. Did you guys hear me mention earlier today that there's a group coming in from California from Paul Walker's? Well, now we've got some other guys out here that just stepped outside. They're called the F5 Riders, and they just drove in on motorcycles. And I guess I don't know if they got a trailer.
Get them.
From Joplin, Missouri. They're bringing chainsaws and supplies to help out.
How about
obviously
that?
After what happened to Joplin.
Yes, they know what
it was last year that they getting on their
bikes. How many in the gang, Baz?
Well, I only see three right now, but there may be more out there. But they just hopped on their bikes and decided to come down here and help. How cool is
that?
Do the F5 Riders know CC Rider?
I imagine they do.
I know that's a tune.
Are they EF5 Riders?
I see what you did.
You see that, boy? I don't even know.
And I've actually heard of folks, we were talking about this earlier, I guess, folks coming over from Moore, Oklahoma, and some of the other Dumas coming up from places that have been affected and gotten help before, so that's great to see.
There's a lot of great...
Just sad note, but we also understand WrestleMan was, quote, damaged.
That's not good at all.
Was it a stick?
Justin, let me ask you this real quick. Tommy, you can help as well. Maybe Roger remembers.
What is that?
Didn't we help rebuild baseball fields at Valonia?
And the mayor told me that they had their first game of the season.
Oh, well, we went to Dumas one time.
I know we did that. Yeah. But
it's destroyed again.
The fields are destroyed again. But didn't we help do that 3 years ago, Justin?
Yes.
That's right.
I was in Sherwood?
No, in
Valonia.
Valonia. Yeah.
And now they are damaged. The same fields are
destroyed. Yeah, I think the mayor said they had the first game of the season.
We've rebuilt some fields in our days, haven't we?
We may have to do it part three. I think we're probably due to do that again. As we get past the initial stuff, I mean, we'll address what kinds of specific needs, and maybe we can throw some weight behind and try to help out and get kids out busy and playing in this summer for sure. So,
Hey, Acre, after the break, we've got Sean from Lake Liquor over here. He's one of, I know you want to talk with him, so he's going to be standing by after the break.
Yeah, Sean Stain and Lake Liquor, the I know they're the hotline sponsors for you guys in the morning, and then Sean also lost his mother-in-law, so we'll talk to him about his personal story there. And I know they've stepped up today as well and are trying to help out the effort that we're putting together here as well. So I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take a break a minute early here, Matt. I know you've never heard me say those words before, but we're going to hit the break just a moment early here. When we come back, we'll take some calls. We'll talk to Sean and try to spread the word a little bit more. I do want to give some thank yous, too, on our way into the break here if we can. And RJ mentioned Asher Wrecker Service. Certainly appreciate Sean and the folks at Lake Liquor. We mentioned Mountain Valley Water. Also, Calarc Trucking. Snack Vending Company dropped off some stuff. We mentioned that. The folks from UALR, guys, and I know UCA has been real active here over in the community's neighboring Conway in Bologna and Mayflower, but UALR is going to help us with loading trucks today, and I appreciate the athletic department there. And all those folks, our folks here at Sonic and, of course, at M&M where you guys are this morning. And I'm sure we'll have some other folks to thank as we go through the day, but certainly appreciate them helping us help others. So, busy day today in the zone. We may have some time to touch on some sports. I know Patty B wants to get ready. Game 6 tonight in Memphis. The Grizzlies closing out the Thunder.
Closeout, baby. Closeout. There's a few other ones that are going to be closed.
The only upsetting part for you is that Tony Allen is going to be the key to success tonight. The guy you hate the
despite
most. Despite Tony Allen, they're going to win?
They will win.
I got you.
Despite.
All right. It's 10:25. Much more coming up in the zone from Mayflower, from El Paso, from Maumelle. Stay tuned.
Don't forget Matty T back in the studio.
Oh, and if
down.
In the Rock, Interior Electric Studio. How could I forget? Producer of the year.
Thanks, Matt.
No offense, RJ.